books.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. We're thrilled to have the Book Loft with our family of bookstores to share their weekly book picks. The Great Barrington-based bookstore has sent us their owner, which is very cool, to offer their prized picks for this week and to find out what's going on. Pam Pesca-Salido is with us, the owner of the Book Loft, to tell us about some of the great books now out and on store shelves. And it is a pleasure to welcome Pam to the roundtable this morning. Hello, Pam. How are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm happy to be here.
Really nice to have you with us. How are things going over in Great Barrington?
Pretty well. As you know, we moved to a new location a couple years ago, and it seems to be great. I mean, it's going really well. We're happy.
Fantastic. You have a wonderful list of books for us. Where would you like to begin?
I'm going to start talking about the author Ben H. Winters, who over the past 10 years has written a number of my favorite books, including The Last Policeman trilogy, Underground Airlines, and Golden State. He primarily writes crime stories, but always they all have a speculative fiction twist to them. His latest novel was Quiet Boy, which is coming out soon in paperback. The stepping off point for this novel is a boy who suffers a traumatic injury and is left after surgery as a walking body with no other apparent functions of a human. He doesn't eat, talk, respond, or think in any recognizable way. He just endlessly walks. The story alternates between two timelines, 10 years apart. The earlier one is about the malpractice case brought against the hospital where the boy was treated after the accident. The focus is on the attorney, Jay Schenck, and his son, Ruben. Then the later timeline starts when the quiet boy's father is accused of murdering the expert witness who testified at the earlier trial. And again, Schenck serves as their attorney. Schenck is reminiscent of the character of Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad fame. He's dedicated to his clients and to money, but also to his son. He's charming and quirky and lovable. Then there are hints of the otherworldly. Is the boy possessed by some interdimensional entity, or is his condition just recognized syndrome? The possibilities are greater than the explanations. While this one wasn't Winter's best work, but it is definitely a worthy addition to his writing career. So that's that one.
The Quiet Boy by Ben H. Winters. Okay, next up.
Correct. Now I've got a pick from our bookseller, Sherry. She wanted me to talk about a book called Other Birds by Sarah Addison Allen, which is literary fiction and magical realism combined. Sherry says, "What does it take to let go?" Sarah Addison Allen has given us a beautiful and enchanting story about a few people on an island that in coming together discover what it means to face your fears, let go, and move forward. It includes a large dose of magical realism with ghosts narrating intermittently between the real people's drama. It's not a complex plot, and it's pretty obvious where the story will go, but she loved every page. It was healing to read. She also includes a trigger warning that there is trauma in this tale in the form of addressing past abuses, violence, and PTSD.
All right.
That's that.
That is that. Next up.
Next up. Sherry also wanted me to briefly mention Banicula, a graphic novel written by James Howe, Andrew Donkin, and Stephen Gilpin. And this apparently is an older book that has just now come out or will come out on August 30th as a graphic novel. Before it was just a regular children's book. And Sherry says about it, Beware the hair. It's not possible to describe my happiness and excitement. My father's cherished childhood favorite being made in a graphic novel form. And I was not disappointed. In fact, this is so hilarious, and the characters of Chester and Harold are so well done that I love it just as much as the original. In the story, Harold the dog and Chester the cat must find out the truth about the newest pet in the Monroe household, a suspicious-looking bunny with unusual habits and fangs. Could this innocent-seeming rabbit actually be a vampire? Experience the chills and thrills of this classic tale in an all-new graphic novel format. Banicula.
Banicula is a juvenile graphic novel about a suspicious-looking bunny, and it is by James Howe, Andrew Donklin, and Stephen Gilpin. All right, next up.
Next, we have a new staff member at the store named Max, who started 2 weeks or so ago. He replaced our long-term staff member, Tim, who really is irreplaceable, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, Max wanted me to mention a book called Portrait of a Thief by Grace D. Lee.
All right.
Synopsis. History is told by the conquerors. Across the Western world, museums display the spoils of war, of conquest, of colonialism. Priceless pieces of art looted from other countries, kept even now. Will Chen plans to steal them back. Will's a senior at Harvard, and he fits comfortably in his carefully curated roles, a perfect student, an art history major, and sometime artist, the eldest son who has always been his parents' American dream. But when a mysterious Chinese benefactor reaches out with an impossible and illegal job offer, Will finds himself something else as well, the leader of a heist to steal back five priceless Chinese sculptures looted from Beijing centuries ago. His crew is every heist archetype one can imagine, or at least the closest he can find. He has a con artist, a thief, a getaway driver, and a hacker. And each member of his crew has their own complicated relationship with China and the identity they've cultivated as Chinese Americans. But when Will asks, none of them can turn him down. Because if they succeed, they'll earn $50 million and a chance to make history. But if they fail, it will mean not just the loss of everything they've dreamed for themselves, but yet another thwarted attempt to take back what colonialism has stolen.
The name of the book is Portrait of a Thief by Grace D. Lee. It's Max's pick. Welcome to the store, Max. That's great. All right. Next up.
Next up. Fall Guy by Archer Mayer. This is one of Linda's picks. Linda is one of our oldest staff members, not just in biological years, but also in tenure at the store. She's been there way longer than I have. And she loves mysteries and suspense novels. So this is Fall Guy by Archer Mayer. Linda says, Joe Gunther of the Vermont Bureau of Investigation has a team of investigators who are so different from each other and work together to the extremes to solve a case. In over 30 books in this series so far, you will learn about them all and wonder how Joe keeps the rules and police procedurals, well, with some variation at times. The story opens with a fancy car left abandoned with a body in the trunk and stolen items. As they begin their investigation, it seems the story has ties to New Hampshire as well as Vermont. And it's not just a murder robbery, but particular individuals with ties to larger crime groups. But then there's a cold case involving a missing child, and everything becomes very complicated. Disturbing to the team is the child abductions that seem to still be happening in the area. Mayer builds the background, finding clues fresh and old, sends the team members on their special investigations, and builds the anxiety as they blend all their resources to solve this complicated and unusual case. For those who have been to Vermont, you may be familiar with some of the settings. Those who are not familiar may want to take a ride up north and check out southern Vermont. The state is not a mystery, and it's sure to offer wonderful adventures.
Fall Guy by Archer Mayer. Our dear friend Joe Gunther is back in action after so many wonderful tales. Fall Guy is the latest and out And that is always exciting. All right, next up.
I've got one from Giovanni, who normally is the one who talks to you, but he's on vacation this week.
Good for him.
Giovanni mentions The Final Strife by Sara El Arifi. And Gio says, this book has so much to offer, from a class society based on the color of one's blood to a tournament to determine the next wardens who will lead the empire, to secrets and lies that founded the empire and have been buried for centuries. We meet three young women, Syla, a red-blooded ember who grew up with a rebel faction known as Sandstorm, Anur, a blue-blooded duster left in place of a stolen ember child, and Hassa, a clear-blooded ghosting orphan who is more than meets the eye. Full of political intrigue, world-building, and secrets, this new African-based fantasy series promises to be a staple in the genre. So says Giovanni.
Excellent. All right. Next up.
Next up, I just want to briefly mention there is a new book of collected poems by Sonia Sanchez, who won the Gish Prize for Lifetime Achievement. And she has written for decades. I think her earliest work was in 1969, called Homecoming, and up to 2019. This book collects all of her favorite poets' personal favorite poems in all forms of verse, from haiku to excerpts, from book-length narratives. Her lifelong dedication to the causes of Black liberation, social equality, and women's rights is evident throughout, as is special attention to youth in poems addressed to children and young adults. As Maya Angelou so aptly put it, Sonia Sanchez is a lion in literature's forest. When she writes, she roars, and when she sleeps, other creatures walk gingerly. I just recently discovered Sonia Sanchez. Apparently, I'm late to the game because I'm just enamored with her poetry. So that's all I've got.
That's a great collection, a wonderful collection of books. You can find the full list on our website. All you have to do is go to wamc.org/roundtable and look for book picks, and you can find it there. You can also go to the website for the Book Loft, which is in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and find out more information online, thebookloft.com. Pam, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you, Joe. Can I just briefly mention that at the store, we have two middle reader authors coming in to sign books. Lisa Greenwald, who wrote a series of books called 11 Before 12, 12 Before 13, 13 and Counting, among many others. And Jen Kalanika, who has just released a book called Polar Nights, Cast into Darkness. And that is at from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the store in Great Barrington next Tuesday.
Terrific events, and you can find out more by going to thebookloft.com, bookloft.com. Pam, thank you very much. Great to have you here. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.